What a day. What a big day for us at KYNT. Thank you for celebrating with us. Our featured guest, and they're not making me do this, the Beckers, Doyle and Carolyn Becker. Greetings. Good morning. Happy anniversary. Or is it birthday, Carolyn? Birthday or anniversary?
Birthday.
Happy birthday. Well, we're 70 today.
If she said birthday, I'm going to go anniversary.
And we're all younger than 70, the three of us.
Barely.
But this is a day to celebrate, and congratulations.
It's exciting. I think any milestone is exciting. So we're happy to be a part of it.
Now, we don't want to confuse people, but last fall we celebrated the 20th. People are like, did we just fast forward 50 years? Explain that.
20th was for Riverfront Broadcasting, which is our company that we set up in September of 2004. And so Riverfront Broadcasting celebrated 20 years. But now we're celebrating 70 years of KYNT being live and local and broadcasting on the air.
There are people that came before us, and you heard from Dean Sorensen earlier this week. I bet that was fun for you to relive some of the moments with someone who helped get you started.
Have so much respect for Dean Sorensen. He's a wonderful guy, and he still loves radio. He still just dabbles in it and listens and keeps in touch with all these communities that he was a part of. And Yankton is a very special one to him. So it was wonderful to hear his messages and be a part of our 70th birthday.
So it was fun to hear about your dream as a young girl. And is it everything you hoped it would be? Is it more? What is it to you?
It's everything I hoped it would be and more. It's the thing I loved about radio when I was young is the different facets you can do. You can help businesses make more money. You can help your community and promote things and through the nonprofits and get people involved. You can entertain people on the air like you do every morning with your information and the fun that you bring to those morning shows on KYNT. And there's just so many aspects. And to be able to be a part of all of that through KYNT is fantastic.
So you were, I think you said, a sophomore in high school. I want to know when you started getting interested in a Doyle Becker and what that lines up with your radio aspirations. Doyle, I'll let you speak to that.
It was not in high school.
It was not in high school.
If it was, I wouldn't be here.
Okay. The dream of radio started before the dream of you.
Yes, by a long shot.
Okay.
We actually met and kind of started dating when we were seniors in college.
Mm-hmm.
So like last week, it was a long time ago too. But.
What was your first reaction to her radio dream? What did you think of that?
No, I mean, I think everybody's got to write down their goals and dreams. And Carolyn is a good example. So now our kids do it and they all have their goals and dreams. I mean, I thought it was great. You know, I was working at the hospital. It's a little different than what I did at that time, but it was great. Matter of fact, to get the first station, she's like, I don't know, maybe not. If we don't do it now, we're never going to do it. So let's just do it. So then we purchased Nebraska City.
Dean Sorensen was one of the owners.
And from there, we just moved up, just kept going.
Why are you two a good team when it comes to radio? You've obviously raised wonderful children. You're a great team as husband and wife. Why are you a good team in radio?
I believe we're a good team because we offset each other very well. And so my dream of being in radio and owning and being a part of all the facets, the one area I just didn't like and didn't understand as well is engineering and IT. I just want it to work. I don't know if I want to know how it works, but I want it to work. I want to make sure we're on the air and everything's functioning.
Enter Doyle Becker.
Right. And yeah. Doyle's background is make it work.
Okay.
Yeah, she doesn't really care how it works. Just make it work. I've been told that a couple times.
And well, stay within budget.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Stay within budget. It is working. You've had a lot of people work for you, a lot of people that have come and gone, some still here, but some out there in the world doing other things, and hopefully you stay in touch.
Oh, we love to stay in touch with anybody in broadcasting in general, but anybody that's worked for us. And our goal is always to help people get to their next level or dream, because that's what they were able to do for me when I came in and said, I want to be able to own radio stations, teach me, and they did. And so that's our goal. If there's somebody else that wants to do that, is that we can help them achieve those dreams and goals also.
We've been able to do that a few times. We've sold to our managers in a few markets.
And it's fun to see them take it and run with it. And
yep, we still stay in touch with them. We still help them when they want help. It's kind of like what Dean Sorensen does. You know, we help them when they want, keep our nose out of it when we don't need to be there.
So someday the station's going to be 100 years old.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say we probably won't be around for that, but
yeah,
I hope that it does get to be 100 and keeps doing what it's doing.
Oh, I agree. And I hope that the next person just continues to take it to another level and make sure they take care of this community.
You heard what Dean said earlier this week of what is still good about radio, what's the same. And he said one word, localism. That's huge.
It is. And that's exactly what it is. It's all about being local.
Doyle, dreams for the future? Anything in the works that is going to just keep us moving forward?
You know, I probably should talk to my wife / accountant before I say anything.
But you want to go out in the hallway and talk about it first?
At present time, I don't have a whole lot on the horizon. I think we want to kind of let them go for a little bit and see how we go. And then, of course, things pop up. They always do. But yeah, I think it's going really well right now. You know, we're at the 15 stations in the state, and they're doing okay. So I think we're kind of good right now. What do you think,
Carol? But no station is more special than KYNT,
right?
Well,
we live here. We're from here. We graduated from here. Our kids go to school here.
Well, that was the goal. My original goal was to be able to buy the station. When I applied for a part-time job, I said that's what I wanted to do and was able to do it 19 years later. So that was pretty accomplishing. Very proud to be here and be a part of Yankton since we both grew up here.
Scott Kuster is coming in at 8:40. That's pretty exciting.
It is. It'll be great to see him again.
And I want to mention one other person. Now, we have a great team here, wonderful people, but someone that I see just get it done every day, Kurt Dykstra, who is, he's running the steering wheel on this ship and is phenomenal, if you ask me.
We are so fortunate to have him. That was the gem in the piece when we took over at KYNT, that he had been here just about a year when we took over, and working with him and has been fantastic. He's my idea man. If you need an idea and things, he's got one.
He has great ideas.
Closing thoughts on turning 70, Doyle?
It's great. I think the station's going to keep going for, like you said, 30, 40 years left. We're in a great spot in Yankton right now. The station's running really, really well. So I think we're setting it up for somebody.
Carolyn?
Well, I love the fact that Dean Sorensen talked about some of the previous owners and the previous managers. And so to be a part of that to me is exciting, and to see what else will come in the years to come as we lead up to 100.
Maybe someday somebody will be sitting here interviewing people that the Beckers sold it to, and it just keeps going.
Exactly. Yeah. It's pay it forward.
Folks, join us 4 to 6 this afternoon as we celebrate 70 years here at 1019 Broadway. Beckers, thank you. Thanks for being here today, and let's keep it going.
Thank you, Jeff, and we look forward to seeing everybody at 4 o'clock today.
The good news story of the day is next.